Good morning. My nose was leaking due to cold. Mumbai is anyway used to the leaks, but what I did not expect was that even the White House in America leaks. Driving rains flooded parts of Washington, D.C. on Monday, shattering a daily record in just an hour, forcing 15 swift water rescues from stranded cars and causing an undeniable leak in the White House. And this leak wasn't blamed on CNN, although the water gushed into the press workspace in the basement near the White House's West Wing. Essentially, Washington was for a day what Mumbai is for weeks during the monsoon. The IMD has issued a warning for the next 24 hours. Well, according to the IMD warning, 200 mm of rainfall was expected in the city in the next 2 hours. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is what they said was likely to occur in the outskirt districts of Mumbai. So, to be reasonably assured that the prediction did not and will not be accurate, it's not me saying it, it's IMD's track record. It is 9 July 2019 and a nation that cannot predict, surveil or manage its weather accurately is steaming ahead with its plans of becoming a surveillance state under the aegis of Union Law Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad, emboldened by the Home Minister Amit Shah. But first, let's gobble this up. Minister of Law and Justice Ravi Shankar Prasad was very bugged with Supreme Court judge calling out the fraud that he tried to pull off with the Aadhaar scheme. It is a remarkable minority judgment. With all humility, I want to say this in the House today. We respect Supreme Court judges, but use a word such as constitutional fraud should not happen. This is what Prasad, who is also the Minister of Information and Technology, said. He did not name the judge, but his comments clearly seemed in response to Congress leader Jairam Ramesh citing a 500-page dissenting judgment by Justice D.Y. Chandrachud on the passage of the Aadhaar bill as a money bill in Parliament under the BJP-led government's first term. Ramesh had quoted the judge to say that the act constitutes a fraud on the Constitution. Passing of a bill as a money bill, when it does not qualify for it, damages balance of bicameralism, which is part of the basic structure of the Constitution, Ramesh quoted the judge as saying. Well, a good reminder here would be about the data protection law. What is that? Exactly, India does not have one, and yet we are going ahead with all draconian data use methods. Now, listen to this, along with our government installing CCTVs in schools for parents to keep track on the kids. But the news in today's Times of India makes this also look pale. The National Crime Records Bureau has initiated the process of installing an automated facial recognition system that will help identify people by matching digital images, photos and video feeds with an existing database in a move that raises a lot of concerns of privacy. Well, according to the request for proposal, documents seeking open bids for this AFRS solution, the benefits include a robust system to identify criminals, missing people, unidentified dead bodies, and unknown persons. Yes. Recently, San Francisco had banned the use of facial recognition by the city's police and other agencies. Now, cyber experts, too, have raised data privacy issues given that the system is sought to be rolled out even as a data protection law has not been enacted. And now with these overreaching thoughts and ideas in action, you may want to read the 8 bills that were introduced in the Lok Sabha within an hour on Monday under this guise. And it makes so much more sense and also understandably why opposition parties protested against it and are describing some of the provisions as draconian or anti-people. The strongest objections came against the Unlawful Activities Prevention Amendment Bill, or the UAPA, brought in, obviously, by the Home Minister Amit Shah, which empowers the authorities to declare even individuals not associated with any outfit as terrorists. The opposition condemned the provision as unconstitutional and tried to block its introduction, but obviously without success. Congress member Shashi Tharoor said the bill was ill-considered and hasty, adding that the original intention behind the act was to use it against collectives and not against individuals. Another bill that evoked opposition was the DNA Technology Use and Application Regulation Bill. Now, Congress House Leader Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary said that DNA testing of under-trial prisoners violated their fundamental rights. It's a mandatory provision which you have inserted into the bill. It is flawed legislative document. It is inadequately regulates the use of DNA tests in civil matters as it is silent on consent, storage and removal of profiles, he said. But Health Minister Harshvardhan, who introduced the bill, said, all these concerns do not have serious substance. When we discuss this bill, each and every concern will be addressed. And now on to things political. Karnataka, can we just get done with the government there? It is now a force-fit government and it needs to go because no one likes that bigger saga outside Z, Star Colour, HBO or your favourite OTT platform. Well, Chief Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy and top coalition leaders scrambled to save the government with multiple meetings through the day and announced that all 32 ministers had resigned in a bid to make room for some of the disgruntled leaders. But the strategy appeared to have floundered, with several rebel leaders who shifted to a resort in Goa from Mumbai late on Monday evening, reiterating the commitment to quit the coalition. Meanwhile, in case you missed it looks like not only is there a fight between Congress and JDS and Congress and Congress, but also BJP and BJP. If a disgruntled minister, a key spokesman, however sidelined, chose to take it up during the assembly session. BJP MP Rajiv Pratap Rudi on Monday displayed exasperation against his own government in the Lok Sabha for doing little to promote eco-terrorism in his home state Bihar and went on to call for a breach of privilege motion, earning applause from opposition benches. Rudi said during question hour that for the past 3 years he had been pursuing a proposal to promote eco-tourism in Bihar, but every time officials turn him away citing a new rule or law. Then BJP MP from Mathura, Hema Malini, stood up and blamed the government for not taking steps for developing of Mathura, Vrindavan and the adjoining areas under the Tourism Ministry's proposal to promote the Krishna Circuit. And before we head to international news, it seems more Indians are quitting New India and heading towards Canada. Interest among the Indian diaspora, including those based in the US, to acquire permanent residency in Canada continues unabated. During 2018, almost 39,700 Indians obtained permanent residency in Canada under the express entry system, constituting 43% of the total figure. The number of Indian citizens to be awarded permanent residency has increased by 51% over 2 years. A quick roundup of international news. Since we don't have much time left, we have very little for you on that. Russia's RT and Sputnik news organizations have been banned by the Foreign Office in the UK from attending a global conference on media freedom in London because of their active role in spreading disinformation. Well, in other news, a Swiss aerial display team has performed a flyby over the wrong town, surprising people at a yachtling festival taking place nearby. The Petroil Swiss were due to fly over Langebrock to honour the centenary of a Swiss flying pioneer, but instead the team flew over the nearby town of Mummelswil, which was hosting the 31st Northwest Yachtling Festival instead. And that is all I have for you for today. If you are in Mumbai or in flooding water, you can only wish you were as lucky as Andrea Benedetto, who was drowning off a Sardinian beach on Sunday. Lucky for him, there was an Olympic swimmer nearby. Wishing you a happy, healthy, productive and a safe day ahead. Until tomorrow, goodbye from TechMart.in.